For Major League Baseball, the Labor Day holiday marks the final checkpoint of the regular season. There are 4 weeks left until the 8 playoff spots for the postseason are determined. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now to discuss who might and might not be playing in October. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Renee.
I guess the story that has everyone in baseball buzzing right now, and plenty of fans too, is the problems that the Yankees are having.
Absolutely. You know, 3 weeks ago, they were on cruise control. They had a 10.5 game lead over the Boston Red Sox in the American League East. It looked like all they had to do was prepare their postseason pitching rotation. And all of a sudden, the Red Sox have come on like a rocket, and the Yankees pitching is in disarray, led by the fact that their best pitcher, Kevin Brown, Friday night, after coming out of a game, punched a wall in the clubhouse in frustration with his non-pitching hand and broke it. And now he's out for at least 3 weeks, and the Yankees are only 2.5 games ahead of the Red Sox and look very vulnerable very suddenly.
And before we talk about the Red Sox being almost unbeatable, which it sounds like, you're obviously alone on this Labor Day in your office. It sounds like completely echoey, like nobody but you.
My office was renovated recently, and there's nothing in here except for the microphone and my desk, so I apologize for that.
Okay, so the Red Sox.
Yeah, like you said, they've won 11 out of their last 12 games. They have the best starting staff, perhaps, certainly in the American League, with Pedro Martinez and Curt Schilling leading the way. The whole question was, could they get to postseason because they would be at their best then? The answer now is clearly yes. They've pulled away in the wild card race, and the only real question is, can they catch the Yankees for the division title, which would mean home field advantage should they play the Yankees in the playoffs?
The National League has two interesting races. Let's talk about that.
Well, they're sort of intertwined. The National League West, you have the Dodgers and the Giants and the Padres all fighting for first place. And the two of those three teams that don't win the division are involved with the Cubs, the Astros, and the Marlins in the wild card. It's very confusing. You almost need a computer to deal with all the possibilities. There are five teams, two games apart in the wild card race, and it was confused this weekend, Renee, even more by Hurricane Francis, because the Cubs and Marlins had to postpone a three-game series in Miami. So now, as a result, they're going to have to work those three games back into the schedule here in the last month.
And the two runaway leaders in the National League are the Braves and the Cardinals, and they're both surprises, right?
Yeah, especially the Braves. This was supposed to be the year that the Braves dynasty finally crumbled. They were under 500 the first half of the season, and then all of a sudden, Bobby Cox, the manager, John Schuerholz, the general manager, picking up scraps off the heap, come up with another good pitching staff. They're running away with the East. This will be their 13th straight division title, Renee. No one in the history of baseball has ever done that. It's a remarkable achievement. The Cardinals have the best record in baseball and should be the favorites going into the National League playoffs. Tony La Russa, another great manager.
And Barry Bonds is one home run shy of 700.
Right. He will go by 700 as early as today. He's only 15 short of Babe Ruth. He'll get to Babe Ruth early next season. And I think everybody now believes he'll ultimately break Hank Aaron's record at 755. He's 40 years old. He's hit 41 home runs this year, going as strong as ever. A remarkable baseball player.
Happy Labor Day, John. The comments of John Feinstein, whose latest book is Caddy for Life, The Bruce Edwards Story.